Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joan Biskupic, in for David Chalian. I'm a legal analyst at CNN covering the Supreme Court. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Friday, January 15th. President Joe Biden just got a huge reality check from the Supreme Court. The conservative justices blocked his vaccine and testing requirement aimed at large businesses. But the court did allow a vaccine mandate for certain healthcare workers to go into effect nationwide. We'll explore how the conservative ideology on the court is impacting Biden's plans. The court's message to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration was clear. The court said it overstepped its authority by issuing such a sweeping mandate that would have impacted some 80 million workers. The OSHA rule required big companies with 100 or more workers to ensure that their staffs were either fully vaccinated or underwent regular testing and wore masks. So why did the majority on the bench think of it as an overreach? The court declared in its main opinion that OSHA exceeded its statutory role in the workplace covering, quote, occupational safety. The court said it addressed the broader public health concerns arising from COVID-19. The majority described the Biden rule as, quote, a blunt instrument that draws no distinctions based on industry or risk of exposure to COVID-19. Thus, the court went on, most lifeguards and linemen face the same regulations as do medics and meatpackers. The court's three liberals, Justices Stephen Breyer, Elena Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor, dissented. They said the decision, quote, stymies the federal government's ability to counter the unparalleled threat that COVID-19 poses to our nation's workers. But what's interesting is that three justices on the far right would have gone further than their conservative colleagues to curtail federal regulatory power. They expressed concerns of U.S. agencies regulating, quote, the daily lives and liberties of millions of Americans. That's how Trump appointee Justice Neil Gorsuch put it. Justice Clarence Thomas added that the cases were not about the efficacy or importance of COVID vaccines. Quote, they are only about whether a federal agency has the statutory authority to force healthcare workers by coercing their employers to undergo a medical procedure they do not want and cannot undo. Justice Samuel Alito joined those two justices with the far-right views. Overall, the conservative majority's views, especially those three on the far right, are likely to result in limits on federal power over public health and safety and labor protections in future cases. OSHA, we should note again, is a federal agency in charge of protecting workplace safety, which is why it would have been enforcing the vaccine and testing requirement rule for big companies. Part of the rule went into effect Monday, and OSHA wouldn't have started enforcing it until February. But now, because of this ruling, everything has been nipped in the bud. President Biden said in a statement yesterday that he is, quote, disappointed that the Supreme Court chose to block common sense, life-saving requirements for employees at large businesses that he said were grounded squarely in both science and the law. That's exactly what the U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar said in court last week. She represented the Biden administration.
I think that there is no doubt that COVID-19 constitutes a physically hazardous agent within the meaning of this provision. I think that the immediacy and magnitude of harm here clearly constitutes a grave danger.
And here was Liberal Justice Elena Kagan in oral arguments last week. She agreed.
Why isn't this necessary to abate a grave risk? This is a pandemic in which nearly a million people have died. It is by far the greatest public health danger that this country has faced in the last century. And this is the policy that is most geared to stopping all this.
The ruling is a victory for business groups and 27 states led by Republican officials. Part of their argument against the mandate centered on the burden they said it would put on businesses that are already struggling to hold on to workers during the pandemic. Here was attorney Scott Keller in oral arguments last week.
OSHA's economy-wide mandate would cause permanent worker displacement rippling through our national economy, which is already experiencing labor shortages and fragile supply lines.
Here was Justice Sotomayor's response to that.
We are now having deaths at an unprecedented amount. catching COVID keeps people out of the workplace for extraordinary periods of time. There are costs and deaths and other things countervailing to the fact that there might be 1 to 3% of workers who leave.
Chief Justice John Roberts asked this question in oral arguments, which essentially previewed the conservatives' reasoning when they ruled against the OSHA vaccine requirement.
It seems to me that the more and more mandates that pop up in different agencies, and then ask the questions of, well, why isn't Congress have a say in this, and why doesn't this be the primary responsibility of the states?
Another issue for the conservatives was whether Congress would have wanted OSHA to impose such a sweeping vaccine and testing requirement. Justice Gorsuch, joined by Thomas and Alito, wrote in a separate statement yesterday that if government agencies like OSHA seek to regulate the daily lives of Americans, they must, quote, at least be able to trace that power to a clear grant of authority from Congress. The liberal justices, however, pointed to language in federal law that gives OSHA authority to protect employees from, quote, grave danger. There was some good news for the Biden administration, though, from the Supreme Court and from what's happening with businesses across the country. Here's the U.S. Surgeon General.
Now, the good news is that many companies have moved forward anyway in implementing vaccine requirements because they know, again, it's good for the workers, it's good for customers.
Also, the Supreme Court did allow a mandate for certain healthcare workers at facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid programs to go into effect nationwide. We mentioned President Biden said in a statement that he was disappointed with the court's OSHA ruling, but he did praise the second decision yesterday. Healthcare workers covered by this vaccine mandate will have until March 15th to be fully vaccinated in the 24 states where the mandate has now been reinstated by the Supreme Court. New controversies might arise in places like Florida and Texas, trying to buck even this mandate for health workers. COVID cases are still rising as the Omicron variant rages, and because of the Supreme Court, President Biden's overall options for increasing the country's vaccination rate are dwindling. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. CNN Political Briefing is a product of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is our executive producer. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Mohammed Darwish is our senior producer. Our episodes are produced by Krista Bow and Taylor Galgano. We'll be back on Monday.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.